Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there were over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Did someone say brunch?
Leave the egg hunting to the kids. We'll have even more fine hunting for your brilliant brunch, Riesling.
Ham's sweet and salty richness pairs perfectly with sweeter wines with bold fruit. How about a juicy Pinot Noir?
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Yes, indeed. I go by the name of DJ Butch Rock, the official DJ for Thugged Out Entertainment. You're now tuned into the number one podcast in the world, The Drink Champs, N-O-R-E and DJ EFN. But before we get to that, I want to play this record for y'all. Remember where you heard this record first. It's called Relax, off the Drunk Uncle Part 2 that's dropping on Easter. It's also known as Drunkle. Check it out.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa relax, relax. Cógelo con take it easy, papá.
You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax.
Yes, indeed.
Your chick ugly, relax. You don't pop.
Produced by my man Hazardous Sound.
You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax.
Shout to my nigga Mr. Lee. Hold up, listen.
Oye, cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Fica, relax, relax. Cógelo con take it easy.
You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax. You don't pop off me, relax. You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax.
Yes, indeed.
Relax. You don't pop bubbly.
Butch Rock, come on.
I heard the jewels fake. Relax. You two-faced. Relax. And your crew fake. Relax. You just pop tape. What you gonna do, see? You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Your chick ugly. Relax.
Niggas asked me if they could be on Drink Champs. You know what I said?
Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. Ugly, relax.
Off that Drunk Uncle Part 2.
Ugly, relax.
Remember where you heard it first.
Jules fake, relax. You two-faced, relax.
N-O-R.
And your crew's fake, relax. You just pop shit when you gonna do shit.
I'm supposed to brag about it. I could have been dead when them bullets came. Nigga, ask about it. I could have went to jail for cocaine. Ask about it. Could have been a target when them shooters came.
Down.
14 years old, attempted murder. So now I walk around holding my ground down with no burner. Youngins don't follow my bad, follow my good shit. Still I'm in the hood shit, but I'm doing good shit. Taking trips to the crew, see them throughout the country. A podcast is the hottest thing in the fucking country. Our viewership get big, we getting bigger monthly.
Make some noise!
Yeah, Liverpool deals, better than them coke deals. And we ain't talking made up shit, this ain't no hotels. No imaginary things, just facts.
So damn, Butch Rock, thanks for
you out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick,
yes, indeed.
Relax.
Shout out to all the listeners worldwide.
Relax. I heard your jewels fake, relax. Your two-face, relax. Relax.
Remember when you heard this first? Butch Rock, nigga.
Yo, shout to the people that's always top of the food chain. Shout to the people that keep us simple like Wu-Tang. Podfather, godfather, a new slang. Anybody killer, and I don't care if your crew bang. But most of them stupid, they need dummy help. I gave them a rope.
Young Really, what up?
No, you ain't loyalty, you ain't have unity. You was only down cause you saw opportunity.
Relax.
A disgrace in the community.
Relax.
See, I'm a positive demonstration to anybody that's ever in special education. Resource room, dyslexic, the congregation.
Relax.
I made it out of all of that. Even fell third grade, I remember all of that. So the teacher the other day, she ain't doing all of that. Asked me if I had bud, I gave the bitch all of that. Line slime, relax. And your weed whack. Relax.
Yes, it did.
Your chick ugly.
Shout out to the old Left Rack City.
You don't pop ugly. Relax. I heard your jewels fake. Relax. You two-faced. Relax.
Drink champ.
And your crew's fake. Relax. You just pop shit when you gonna do shit.
Relax. 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 This is in your table.
Tell him, Mr. Lee.
Relax. Relax. Hey, no. I don't want to hear your demo. Relax. Relax. I don't listen to this bubble rap music. Relax, relax.
Pray for my nigga DC Twin. Word up.
Peace, peace. Relax, relax. I never seen your bro with daddy. Relax, relax. This ain't your cool or your teams, mommy. Relax, relax. This is not Netflix and chills. This is Fire Stick and Dick, Dick. Relax, relax. You know, Mr. Lee. Relax. Y definitivamente, you know the problem. Relax. This is Drink Champ.
Relax.
Talk down me the table, daddy. Has my studio, beat. Star run. Relax.
Relax. Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're Savia. This your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Chance motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! As y'all know on Drink Champs, we celebrate our artists. We respect our artists. We give them flowers when they can smell them, and we give them trees when they can inhale them.
And we drink with our artists.
And we drink with our artists. And we got legends right now. I could give this brother so many accolades, but I'm going to give him the best accolade ever, in my opinion. He got caught with 27 guns at the BET Awards. Let's make some noise for that guy, Derek. Let's make some noise for that guy, Derek.
Where he at? I need to be. Yeah, I can't be around him. Where he at?
And the other guest we got, I'm not going to lie, he's been knocking down everything in Hollywood. And we love him for that. He's making every hood nigga look good. Let's make some noise for our next guest. And we also got my brother from another, Zach Baggins, claiming the building. Just in case we ain't get it, we just introduced T.I., T.I.P., motherfucking make some noise for the king of the South, motherfucker.
South in the building.
Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, yo. If y'all gonna be around, you gotta make noise. Just legends in the motherfucking building. And we got French motherfucking Montana. Make some noise! Yo, so French, what's been going on, man? You've been supposed to be on the Drink Channel. Has T.I., had you ever had a shot of Tiger Bone?
No, I don't do shots.
You don't do shots?
No.
Damn, that was some real rich nigga
flip
shit right there.
Flip the mic around.
I really respected that, T.I. Yeah. I really respected that, T.I. Yeah, you don't take
don't
shots?
Do shots.
But you do Crown Royal.
Yeah, I do Crown Apple and Crown.
Well, actually, matter of fact, whoa, stop.
Okay.
They ain't got the chat? I'm not endorsing any particular alcohol. I do several different alcohols depending on my mood and the occasion. Right. First and the check.
Yeah, too much champagne for drinking champ.
I ain't finna do no champagne.
Drinking champ is the other podcast.
It's all the podcast.
I ain't finna do no champagne.
Why you don't like champagne?
Man, fuck no.
You don't like to celebrate? It's a celebration.
I pop the bottle and pass
pop
it off.
Pop a bottle, man.
Yeah,
pop
I feel
a bottle.
That.
Pop
that.
A bottle. Let's pop a bottle. We got T.I. in the building.
Man.
I'm wondering how many words I'm gonna learn from T.I. today.
That's a slick move, man.
What? What's that?
You popping bottles, you don't want to drink no real liquor.
Nah, I build up, French.
Yo, BC,
I build up,
BC.
Baby. I don't just, you know.
Man, where the fuck you gonna, why am I popping? Who gonna drink this shit?
We drinking it, nigga. We're everybody. We all drinking it. You almost caught a case, my brother. You almost killed G. You almost killed him just now. So let me get straight into a hip hop question. What the fuck happened to Mac and Cheese 4?
Shit, man. It was just too much shit with, like, you know how, like, you work on mixtapes and you like a fucking sample Jackson 5 and sample fucking the Queen sample, like, whoever the fuck you want.
Rising to the top.
Then you like you got a whole album done on basically samples, and by the time niggas go and redo the samples here, because nobody want to clear it, you don't want to hear your own shit on it. So it's like, it was that kind of vibe with it. You know what I'm saying? Plus, my shit got leaked. They didn't want me to drop my shit, like, at 3 months after. But it's all love, though. We're still Grammy nominated. We're still the hottest niggas in the streets.
You got it on the, for this Grammys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? What song?
Two times.
You gotta make noise for that.
Let's make some noise for Chris Martin. Let's also make sure noise for the motherfucking Justice League in the motherfucking building.
Shout out to Rook in the building.
Now, T.I., man.
What's up?
You were one of the brothers I kind of seen. Like I might have came out in 97. What year you came out?
2001.
So I seen your growth from the beginning. You a brother I'm very, very, very proud of.
Thank you.
You stay consistent. You stay who you was prior to you getting in the business.
Right on.
And you're still the same to this day.
Thank you.
How do you maintain that?
I mean, I think a strong sense of self. You know what I'm saying? You got to know who you are. A lot of cats, they drift away because they don't really have a strong sense of who they are before they come into all of the things that come with the business. Like me, I knew who I was before I got here. You know what I'm saying? So any enhancements is just going to be an enhancement to the person that I already was. I ain't going to venture off into no weird shit.
I respect that. Now, recently, one of our friends, I have to say both of our friends, made a statement, and he said that, you know, he pulled out, you know, a blood rag. It was the size of a comforter. He's our brother. And you addressed his statement. And I seen Young Dro on the Breakfast Club, and everybody asked Young Dro, well, do you think T.I. is wrong for addressing this in a public manner when this is something that he could have called him? And Young Dro said something that was very, very important. He said, well, what our brother did was publicly, so you addressed it in a public manner.
I mean, well, first of all, like, I don't do a whole lot of talking on the subject simply because that someone is someone that I do consider a true dear friend of mine.
He's my brother. Tiger Bone. Let's go to Tiger Bone. Go ahead. But I'll let T.I. finish.
What the Tiger Bone?
Tiger Bone.
Right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's going to change your life.
It's a Roman candle.
Ain't going to change my life. No, real talk. That's somebody that I really do consider a friend. I got real deal love for him, and it was two parts. The first part was sheer
salute.
It was sheer shock. It was sheer shock in seeing what I had heard about this shit. And I'm on the front line out here promoting.
I see you marching.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the front line out here promoting this, and you know I'm the one who cats gonna come to all the time with the. Hey, man, you heard this? Hey, man, what you think about that? And I'm always the one who say, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, let's not be so quick to judge and to be critical of cats. You know what I'm saying? Let's give cats an opportunity. But, like, shit, it was, like, the second or third time. And, I mean, it hurt. I ain't like it.
Right.
You did.
Well, we know your statement came from the heart.
Yeah. It wasn't from a place of me trying to.
There was no malice. I smelled more malice in that statement.
And some parts of me wanted to hurry up and address it before someone who didn't have love in their heart could jump on it and address it. If I address it and I get out there on it first, then none of you other fuck nigga can't say nothing.
Exactly.
Because I done already addressed it.
Now, have y'all spoke since then?
Nah.
Okay. I suggest you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a bro.
Because I'm open to that.
Because you know why? Sometimes, you know, us as artists, we'll sit down and we'll say something publicly, you know, about somebody that we have a personal relationship with, and then if we don't speak, we'll let the public, you know, make our decisions. And us as because us as black men right now, we gotta stick together. I don't give a fuck what
you're doing. I'm with him right now.
Yeah, we with him
whether
too.
Whether he
man.
Know it or not.
That's right.
You know,
that's
what
right.
I'm
let's
saying?
Big up Lil Wayne right now. Let's make some noise for Lil Wayne, goddammit. Now, Fresh Mart, yo, listen, man. If y'all gonna be here, they gonna make motherfucking noise. We got two legends in the building, man. And we got Zach Baggers Claim. You know, that's his thugged out name. Zach Baggers Claim. Because he bagged bitches at Baggers Claim. I seen them. In my mind, I saw. You know what I'm saying? So, Chris Montana, so there's no mac and cheese for.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That's out. I put it out.
Oh, you did? You bootlegged your own shit.
Yeah.
How did L.A. Reid feel about that?
My loyalty is to my fans. And you know, even the records that I put out, I still made the budget back for L.A. Reid. But L.A. Reid understood, you know, the situation. I mean, shout out to L.A. Reid, man, you know. just for, like, you know, for being the biggest right now, having the biggest label right
Big
now.
Big up to LA. We got that bag. I'm trying to
reach doing a lot
Let's
right
make some
now.
Noise for LA. We got that bag. Yeah, I'm trying to reach you. But you just threw out a record, which is very interesting.
What?
Oh, I don't know whose record this is. It's you, Cam, and Kanye. Whose record is that?
I don't even know who record is that.
That's how y'all do it.
Nah, man, Kanye, you mean you Nas and Kanye?
Nah, me, Cam.
That's another one. Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah,
I'm on point.
Okay, I'm good at my job.
Mad big records right there.
They took it down. It's supposed to be part of something that's supposed to be coming out.
Who took it down?
Them people up there.
Diplomats?
Nah, them people.
The Illuminati took it down.
Illumination. Donald Trump took it down.
God damn it.
Yeah, but that record wasn't supposed to be out. He got leaked. You know what I'm saying? But they took it down, though.
Now, French, you got a lot of Hollywood friends, but a lot of niggas don't know you a real hood nigga.
For sure.
You remember when I like first hung out with you, Max B, and Roxy Reynolds? Zach, you just came home, right? Yo, let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you the funniest shit in the world to y'all, right? I'm sitting at the bar, and I kind of feel like Shorty's kind of looking at me like, yo, what's your problem? Why you not recognizing me? And I'm like, how you doing? I'm talking. And she's looking at me like, nigga, I'm the shit. But I don't watch porn, at least not at that time. Right? So I was like, I didn't know. What the fuck was wrong with y'all?
Sure you did.
Yeah. But I didn't know, right? Max and French pulls out the car. These niggas is there. And they're like, yo. They elbowing each other. I'm looking. And I'm like, yo. And they both pull me over. They're like, yo, Nori, you don't know who the fuck that is. And I'm like, no. They're like, that's Roxy Reynolds. Then I look, and I'm talking about, it's a line at the hotel just waiting to speak to her. And French and Max B locked it down. Did y'all smash that night?
No, that was Max B joint.
That was Max B joint. Let's make some noise for Max B. Smash it. Porn song, God damn it. We living good out here. Yo, you came a long way. Man. But let's describe this situation.
Man, I just remember Max waking up one day and he just, you know, he found her in the room and he just came out and was like, yo, I think she likes me. I'm French, fall back.
Wait.
So you did go to the room. You did go to the room.
I think I slid off. I remember that.
He said, French, fall back.
Yeah, I love it.
How you be laughing? Nah, he loved it, man. That was his joint.
But Cocaine City. Yeah. Let's take it to Cocaine City. Yeah. I seen your grind from the beginning the same way as T.I. You always grinded. You always had fun. You always smiled. But how did you start Cocaine City? What was that? What was your mind frame?
I mean, honestly, where I came from, everybody had a platform where it's like, remember the time when like K-Slay had like Papoose, Envy had like News. Fucking who else? What all of the every the
Clue and Fab.
Clue and Fab, Envy had Red Cafe. It's now I'm like, yo, this platform is already gone. Like it's too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I did, it was like, I always believe in the visual better than I believe in music. I feel like a nigga can hear a thousand songs from you and walk right by you in the street. Nigga can see you one time on TV and recognize you for the rest of their life.
That's deep.
So I believe in visual better than that. So all I did was I knew all the drug dealers from around the way, from Pee Wee Kirkland to Lynch Mob to everybody. So what I did was I came out with a DVD that was just like, you know, drugs on music, Cocaine City. Where I took the people that really did it. I was spreading a positive message because I was grabbing the people that really did it and the people that's rapping about they're gonna do it. So I was kind of like pulling both of them in one DVD and grabbing like, you know, friends that I knew. And what I was doing was just pouring my freestyles in the middle of the vibe or whatever it is.
And you wanted to be an artist or you didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the vision from the start.
Oh, that was the vision.
that was his marketing plan.
So you're saying
that's his marketing plan.
I just figured if these rappers with these DJs and the DJs benefiting the money, why can I come out with my own shit?
He was his own DJ.
I promote myself, make the money, and get a deal, and I'm profiting off the whole shit. You can't get no smarter than that. Everybody want to go through the door, I'm going to go through the window. So that's what I was doing. I started. By the time the fourth DVD came out, it was already like, who's Franny Montana? So it was just like, you know what I'm saying? So it spread out like that. Same with like how Shay Davis. It was like that era.
Big up Shay Davis. That's a New York legend right there. And a Rikers Island legend as well. Yeah, Big up Shay Davis. Yes, this is a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it was like only three DVDs, like come up, Cocaine City, this and that. So everybody was putting artists on the, you know, the artists and that. I was the only one that was an artist, and it was my shit. Mm.
Did everybody know it was your shit?
No.
Or was it like undercover in the
sense? I didn't let them know because they was going to hate.
Right.
Now, T.I.
So I just dropped it.
Bankhead!
Church.
The South.
How did you, being a brother from Bankhead, what was your start into this business?
I mean, I just pulled up on, I pulled up to the studio, got introduced to KP, Reese, and Mello of PA, who was also an Organized Noise. And got put on the spot and asked me if I can, if I could rap to a beat, which was like trivial to me. So I just went in there and did
it.
Did
you say trivial?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Like
I'm sorry.
For sure he can do that shit.
Oh, for sure.
It's
okay.
Basic.
Yeah, all right, cool. I gotta steal that word. You know, for I dropped out of seventh grade, T.I. I'm sorry.
Trivial. Yeah. It's cool. I didn't make many years after you. And shit, man, they put me on the spot and I blazed the shit and they asked me to sign to LaFace.
Right.
And shit, I signed to LaFace.
I was on that since. You, he brought me some music for you.
Right.
And his the way he described you was, this kid is gonna be the down south Jay-Z. This is early on.
Right on.
And I never saw you before. I never heard you before, but I heard the record. I forget which record it was.
Right on.
And I said, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate
that. I said, absolutely. Like, do you look at yourself like that? I mean, when I say Jay-Z, I mean like a king,
complimentary. I'm definitely like royalty, but as far as you know, the Southern Jay-Z, I took more risks and made more mistakes than Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
So you the South T.I. That's what you're trying to say.
I mean, people compare me like I'm somewhere in the middle of Jay-Z and Tupac. You know what I'm saying? I have similarities to both.
You had cases like Tupac. That's a fact.
The ups and the downs.
I had similarities to both. Right. But I appreciate all aspects of my career.
And you on Roc Nation now, correct?
I am.
Oh, wow. You an artist owner.
Yeah, of title, yeah.
So, what does that mean for the? Because we know we got dumb fans. It's
sure.
About 5 million dumb motherfuckers who keep listening to this shit. We don't know why, but big up to the dumb fans. You want to big up the smart fans?
Because you got mad smart fans.
Yeah, big up the smart fans. Because the smart fans get mad when I big up the dumb fans. But explain that an artist owner. You know what I'm saying? Explain that to the average Joe.
Got equity in title?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically, he just explained it.
Overall, you got equity overall, or just your projects?
It's equity in the overall.
Is there a
company.
Select group that they brought in to have equity in it?
Let's make some noise for T.I. being an Illuminati.
Whoa.
We all in it, baby. Come on,
I ain't claiming that. I do not support this message.
He said the hip hop.
T.I.
would
be like, what's going on here? Yo, so. What is your favorite thing about hip hop? Both of you guys, what is your favorite thing?
I love the OG.
Okay.
I mean, for me, man, it's flexibility, independence, being able to get out here and get paid for being us.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry to cut you off. The fans hate me when I do that, but you like being independent more than you like being on that major.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, talk to this guy.
Explain
right here,
that.
Man.
No, I have both.
Because the only thing that the majors got is money, and now the majors don't want to spend the money no more.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So they're not spending money on marketing?
The only thing we need majors for right now is money. We can put our own records out. We don't need them for pressing, distribution. Mm-hmm. We don't need them, like, for nothing really except money.
They just a bank loan.
That's it. They fronting us work, okay?
With a high interest.
You know what I'm saying? So instead of us getting our own money and coming and buying what we sell, you're going to... Off of my potential, you're going to tell me that you're willing to front me work. Okay, cool. So front me to work. If you ain't going to front me to work, then I don't need to be here.
And you don't even need to
I
work
can go over
more
here
now.
If I'm going to pay for my work.
Yeah, I'm going to stream it. You don't even need to work no more.
Yeah, stream presents. Now, let me ask both of y'all that. Do you think streaming leveled the playing field? Because like Kanye.
Streaming is over. Man,
yeah, physical, like physical is over. But don't get me wrong. Like, just like vinyl has made a comeback.
CDs will make a comeback.
Will be the throwback.
Shit's going to come back. It's going to always come back. You know what I mean?
But right now, streaming, Spotify, Apple.
You think it leveled the playing field for artists?
I don't feel like it it's everything. I feel like it's like 70% of the game. From Spotify to Apple to all these streaming joints. You know, people don't even go like, you know, you used to go to the store, buy CDs. Like right now, it's going.
But it's all about, but now, you know, we used to get paid off of how many people can come and buy this particular piece of a product. Now, instead of getting paid like that, what you do is you drive all the people who follow you, you drive them to a source, and that source gets ad revenue from different corporations. And from that ad revenue, they get to kick you down. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that it was what we call a paradigm shift in business. Once a business is grown to a certain
words from T.I.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
I don't even know what it means, but I know it's buttery.
He just saying the game done changed.
Like once any industry has grown to a point,
which it always does,
it has reached the pinnacle, it has to reach a paradigm shift. So it could change, restructure itself, and you can like make money again. And raise the profits. Like you can only raise, it can only go so high before it has to be reset.
But if you're stuck in the old, you ain't gonna, survive.
I think Kanye set the precedence with that album Life of Pablo. Yeah, you know, I'm dyslexic. It's gonna be all day. And you know what else? I was in the resource room. I knew I was gonna learn mad word. But what Kanye did was actually make his shit a live album. And what I mean by that, you know how many albums I made and I said the wrong, like, presidents, or when I was supposed to say
precedent.
That's it. But you know how many albums I made where I listened to it and it came out and I was like, damn, I wish I could go in and do that over.
Right.
But with streaming, you could actually do that.
You can
actually make your album live.
Right.
So, and I think Kanye was the first person to do that.
Did he?
I heard
that.
He actually went and replaced the song. Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
He kept fixing it.
Man, Kanye is really like he's the innovator of our generation. You know, he is truly the innovator of this generation. I don't know any other way to say it. Regardless if you agree or disagree with,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? With what he, what his methods.
I was going to ask y'all that.
Dedicated his fucking life to the progression of music.
Right. To his detriment.
I mean, whether you know.
So how you feel about what he's what's going on right now, both of you fellas?
I just wish him the absolute best.
Look at T.I. Let's make some noise for T.I. We got blonde hair now. Y'all saw that? We got blonde hair now.
He's a strong brother, man. He's been through a lot worse shit than that, man. Going through the wire, and I mean, this shit right here is nothing.
His mom's,
It just never hurt him in a way. You know what I'm saying?
But let's big you up, Kanye, wherever you at, man. This is a show that we celebrate our artists.
Let me explain something to y'all.
These other formats, they'll interview your brothers, and then when you brothers leave here and you step on somebody's shoes and TMZ report it and all, they report it. That's not what happens over here at Drink Champs. We don't report the bad shit. We only report what's live about our artists. We big up our artists. We celebrate our artists. This is what happened over here. And you know what I'm saying? So let's big up Kanye and his yellow hair. We respect that. God damn it. Over here.
He's the only artist that speak his mind. Even though you might not, I might not agree with a lot of shit, like the Trump shit, like different kinds.
I don't agree.
You know what I'm saying? But he's.
I said I wanted T.I. for president because I voted. I put Kanye.
I don't want to be the president.
Come on, we're gonna stop this right here.
I don't want to be the president.
You can speak very accurate,
but it comes to more things.
Look at Trump. Trump went to the same school as me.
But I don't.
Me and Trump was in the same school, seventh grade dropouts. Nah, I'm fucking around.
I believe you actually.
He's actually from Queens.
Nah, but I mean, I don't want to be president. I'm too selfish.
Nah, that's not it. But listen, the thing about it is, we can't complain and keep saying going to vote if we don't have. Some of us, The reason why Trump is in office, a lot of us couldn't identify the Trump with Trump, and then a lot of us couldn't identify with Hillary. So we need to put up in a position that we can identify with. Like, man. I swear to God, I think Kanye could have won.
Kanye sparked the idea in Trump to go for president.
But check this out, though,
Puff for president? T.I. for vice president?
Nah, I don't want to be in politics at all. But look, though, what I'm trying to say is...
hip-hop need to be in politics.
We just never realized or took into consideration how many racist motherfuckers there were in America. We are the minorities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of the total population of America,
right.
We make up maybe 8%, 10%. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But our music reaches at least 85% of those people.
But we're not talking about music. We're talking about politics.
No,
that's different.
But
what
Trump
I'm saying,
wasn't talking about politics. Trump was talking about grabbing him by the pussy, and he won. Let's make some noise for that. Goddamn.
Make no noise for that.
T.I., let me break down something.
I understand
Trump
where you're going
politics
with this.
Into a smack DVD. That's what he did.
He tried.
He learned through WWE.
That's not
he
bro.
Check this out, bro.
Okay.
One thing about politics is it's supposed to be for the greater good of all. You understand
But never is.
It's supposed to be, though. That's the purpose of a democracy.
Right.
The democracy is supposed to be for the majority to look out for the greater good of all. You understand what I'm saying?
Sir.
Okay, so right now what he did was he played to the selfishness of the majority.
Right.
Okay? The majority, which is like middle America,
he played to the insecurities of the majority.
Well, insecurities and the racist tendencies
of the
majority.
He's a better businessman.
Exactly.
That's what the country needs.
Okay. Yeah. But a businessman looks after him.
Yeah, better.
A businessman look after him. You see what I'm saying? Like for you to
Bill
be.
Bill Clinton might get his dick sucked. Hillary Clinton might
get his dick sucked. Let's make some noise for Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked.
No, but check it out, though.
You might cash Fillon and take out the whole country.
What I'm trying to say.
You never know how that shit goes.
What I'm trying to say is, like, a businessman looks out for him and his business. A president looks out for the country and all of its people.
All of them.
So how about Barack Obama? Were you satisfied with his job?
I mean, I think he did as well as he could have done with the help that he had. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the house. And they were working against him from the beginning.
You cannot change a country in 4 years. There's no president in the world.
Even 8 years. But they were against him from the get.
You can't change the country.
There was some significant steps.
But there were certain things
that
I felt like he didn't address black people, French. Like at the end of the day, like, I felt like you know, he should have spoke to black America. Like, when he spoke to black America, he spoke to America.
But see, that's the thing, though.
He's the president of all of America.
To black America.
No, I'm saying at
certain
point.
Because he's the president of the entire United States.
Right. Right.
How can he only speak to 8% of the country if he's the president of the entire United States?
I'm going to break that down. When you go campaign,
you'll
go see the Mormons.
You'll
go see the Chinese. Sometimes you got to go see your own.
Go ahead,
French.
Everybody here right now, either you're going to go to Miami, L.A., Atlanta, New York, you might go to Jersey, you might skip here and there. Do you know how much land is out there
that's everybody that voted for Trump.
Yeah,
the rest of that land.
They don't fuck with niggas, you're trying to say.
There's only a few cities.
Yeah, I don't go there no more.
Me and Tip might go to other ones, get a brown bag. We got shows.
I'm going.
But it's like, you feel me? But it's like, there's a whole different world that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people only like, you know, we going to Miami more your weekend. We're going to go there for the vibe, Atlanta.
Sure. But you can't negate the rest of that world either.
No, that world is what Kanye was talking about. You've been lied to.
Right. Right.
That's the world that all these racist people that are just popping out now been there.
Okay,
they're
so
just
this
popping
is true.
Out now because Trump is in position.
Can we put a hip hop figure? Can we go to Jay-Z tomorrow and say, "Ho, fuck all this"?
Jay-Z already stood up for Hillary and didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely correct.
Michelle Obama stood up.
But he ain't as erratic as Kanye.
They did a free concert.
Bernie Sanders was the person.
Bernie Sanders was the.
No,
you think he should have won? That's a third party.
No.
He ran on the Democrat.
He should have been the Democrat.
He could have won.
He should have been the Democratic motherfucking nominee.
He could have won.
Like that's the he could have won because he had like real plans and ideals.
And Hillary shisted him. They shisted him.
I ain't even here to speak bad on nobody, but I'm just saying.
You also got to look at it as the first time for a female to be a president. It's like nobody, like, it's a whole other barrier for like.
It's still sexism going on. Besides racism.
I don't really agree with that either. I just don't think she was the right woman. I think Oprah Winfrey, she could have.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's who I think should be the first female.
We're breaking news on Drink Champs. Hip hop is supporting Oprah Winfrey.
I think Oprah Winfrey should be the first female president.
Oh, yeah,
for real. Or if Michelle Obama runs, she wins. Hands down.
Oh my God.
Michelle Obama had
if
a better
she runs, she wins.
T.I., what grade did you graduate? You had to graduate grade 200. Like, not 12th grade, 200. Yo, because you mad smart.
My name graduated in maximum prison.
Because you mad smart, T.I. Can you tell her to come on? Can you control the crowd? Come on, what's going on? This is legendary shit right here. I know it's only a couple people here, but it's 5 million people listening. God damn it. I'm sorry. You a smart nigga, dude.
Yeah, where's Tiger Bone?
Let's do a shot.
It's Drinking Champs.
Let's do a shot.
Yeah.
Drink Champs.
It's Drink Champs.
Drink Champs on the podcast.
Yeah, we're Drinking Champs.
Yeah, y'all do that.
Good, you over there. Come on, dude.
I actually got my GED in the joint.
Yeah. I got 22 credits at Dusty Community College. It's okay. Also jail. Right, it's also jail. Let's make some noise for us trying to be smart. Complete my class. You definitely completed your class.
You're the Tiger Bone expert.
His dialect is like I ain't gonna front. I'm proud of you. Like,
well, thank you.
Like, cause you a street nigga. Like, I hung out with you. I hung out with you like back in the days in the studio.
Right.
And I couldn't understand what you said. Like, you were really hood country. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn. And it took me 2 minutes. But then I see you when you get intellectual. You know how to go there.
I just speak truth. That's it.
No, you like going shopping and buying all the food?
Yep, yes, I do.
Do you do it or does your wife do it?
No, I do. I like to go.
You like to go? Well, you know about Blue Apron?
I heard about Blue Apron. I heard it's Poppington.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country.
I heard.
Blue Apron's mission is to make the incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
And I heard it's gourmet, right?
Actually, sounds incredible. It's very gourmet. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs.
Sounds great.
Make me even sound smart.
Continue.
Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch.
Like that.
Those are your peoples?
Yep. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals.
Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
That's a big word.
Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food desserts.
That's wild.
Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient you require for the recipe, they are reducing food waste.
And you're going to lose some weight, too.
That's right. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often together.
That's dope.
Ali was telling us that himself.
Yeah, a friend of ours is saying that he's been using it for 2 years straight.
Definitely. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for delicious meals.
I respect that.
Now check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/drink.
And drinks is not included.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
What kind of fights you used to have as a child?
What you mean?
Because, of
I'm wondering why the fuck you tried to fight Floyd Mayweather. Why the fuck you thought you was gonna win?
You tried to fight Floyd Mayweather. So,
really. Is that true? That's not true.
You could tell me. You could tell me. Yeah, nah,
go ahead,
it ain't true.
Hey, man. Uh-huh.
You know what? If you paid to fight, you talk about it.
Mm. Yeah. If you're not paid to fight,
you don't. $100 million, I'll fight any nigga for $100 million. Right now, let's take.
You fighting Brock Lesnar right now?
What?
$400 million?
$100 million?
Damn, what's up? You up on a defected Tiger Bone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, you just don't want to open it because you don't want to drink.
Ah, come on, French. You know I don't do that, French.
I don't do that, though. French. Like, that ain't really, like, you know, that ain't the move.
What, Tiger Bone or talking about
talking about shit that happened in the streets.
But I heard you snuffed him.
But you talk about, you don't talk about shit that happened in the streets.
Let's make some noise for T.I. still think he in the streets.
He is still in the streets, brother.
Come on.
I didn't say I was in there every day, but if some shit happened in the streets, you don't talk about it.
It happened in the streets.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You leave it there. All right,
this is going to change. This gonna change.
Some shit just happened in there. T.I. put me to the side. Look at my money.
You get your shot glass.
And you don't want a shot, right, T.I.?
Nah, because
we're going to respect our legends.
My nigga Tip is hands on. He's hands on.
Man.
You want me to pour the shots, French?
My name.
I got the first one. You got the second one.
What the fuck
one.
Is this?
This is
what's that? Is that a shot?
This is a shot.
Why?
Let me know.
What the fuck is this, though?
Like,
is it a brandy?
You
want cognac? Like, what the fuck is this?
No, it's not
cognac.
It's a vibe.
Smell it. Smell it, T.I.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Nah, trust me, it's a vibe.
Smell it, T.I.
Tell me some Chinese shit. Nah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, wait. One more. All right, here, French.
That's a big one.
We call this Makabaya Bing Bongs.
Makabaya Bing Bongs.
I hear you. That shit smell like soy sauce.
Yeah,
it's nasty as soy sauce.
Yo, I love how you move. You took your skelly off before you took the shit.
Yeah, you know I'm a sweat. Salud. Yo, T.I.
Cheers.
Salud. French. Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Makabaya Bing Bong. Make some noise.
Should taste like dirty cobwebs.
Yo, French. You know French. You know French is an alcoholic. You know that, right?
No, I'm an
alcoholic as well.
I never heard anything. I never heard nothing.
But you and Puff have an ability to keep going. Like, I seen
can't stop, won't stop.
Off the rip video shoot, by the way, you invited me to East New York. It was very disrespectful. Because East New York, they just die right there. They just die right there. And by the way, we almost got arrested together.
Oh,
you remember that? The police rolled up. I threw so much weed. I didn't even realize how pussy I was. Because I'm like, you know, we got the other things, but those is stashed the right way. When the police came, I had so much weed.
The video got us locked up.
The nigga that shot the video.
The way he planned the whole video was just
you was in East New York. You know that's the most dangerous place in New York City.
But I thought he had situated.
Oh no, we were not situated.
In a parking lot in the back, one way in, one way out.
You had one security.
Everybody,
big up Max.
Don't like each other in there. Everybody around me is security.
This was the death zone. I'm talking about. We're in Death Park.
You already said East New York.
East New York. We're in the death zone.
That's already.
And off the rip video shoot, I'm there, and 900 police come. I'm like this.
They knew exactly who had the guns. They ran straight to
them. Yeah, they went straight to the...
Whoever set that shit up, that shit was just like a vibe.
And you saying, who snitched? Because let's blow them up right now.
I don't know.
Is it a snitch podcast?
The I don't know nigga? Fuck you. Whoever the I don't know nigga is. You want to do another shot? Because I just feel like...
come on.
I just feel like...
That's not nasty, bro. That's just nasty.
You want to pour the shots now? That's how we do it.
Man, where the fuck y'all get this shit from?
Makabaya Bing Bong.
Let's try it. Nah,
has this shit been approved by the FDA?
No.
Trump brings it in from China for us.
I'm just saying, this shit got Chinese
rolling. Wait, hold on.
I'm not drinking that.
That's not violent. That's Norris right there.
Trust me. I've been drinking it for years.
Not going.
No, it's actually an herb.
It's herbal. It's herbal.
If you take one shot, you good. It's actually an herb.
I'm actually cool.
You smartest one out of all of us right now.
I'm not pushing to y'all. I know he's smart.
This is the shit when you go to the juice bar and buy the bark and buy all that shit.
I could be on even though I just know this nigga smart.
Yeah, I got you.
Let me get some.
You gotta take a little bit.
I really ain't though.
Alright. Just that crown, bro.
I know it's not gonna work with T.I.
What's up?
All right.
So, yes, sir.
I can buy a ping pong.
Ratata.
Ratata.
Yeah, bro. But what?
Come on, you ain't hit your shot. Come on.
Hey, check me out. Check me out. I just wanna bring everybody to the attention.
Yeah,
the label.
Read it, please.
The label on the back.
You read Chinese?
Hold on.
You remember?
This is a message from T.I.
This is on the back of the shit they drinking.
Just a
government warning. Mm.
You done fucked up. Nah.
According to the Surgeon General, women shouldn't drink this beverage during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects.
Chinese, bro. Chinese stalls even worse. What you getting out of that motherfucker?
It says it impairs your ability.
Mm.
It may cause other health problems.
Mm. Yeah. Like drink champs.
Like your joint might not be right.
Mm. No.
It just said other health problems. That could be anything.
Oh, by the way, I didn't know if you noticed. I don't know if you noticed. That's natural Viagra. You ain't gonna walk around with no thing like knocking shit down.
Nah, just give away our shit like that.
Oh, damn. I wasn't supposed to say nothing. I'm sorry. But if you happen to play the game, you will be ready. What's the nigga? Barry Bonds.
I ain't never.
You gonna knock it out the block.
Johnny Pickles.
This is a fact. Johnny Pickles. Who is that nigga? I need you to follow him on Twitter.
I never came to a game about what we
Johnny Pickles.
Big so brother French. Thunder.
French, what's up, bro? You knocked down a lot of Hollywood.
Stop, bro. Stop. Stop. Stop.
You knew he was going. Now. We get crazy.
I know.
Yeah. Because it's Khloe Kardashian and shit
come
like
on.
That. Because like she got the nigga leaving his baby moms. What's the nigga? Come on, why y'all niggas get quiet?
Because you fat.
Is her shit good like that? Do I gotta smell your fingers? You got leftover Kardashian shit on your fingers.
See, that's what I'm saying. As soon as you drink that Tiger Bone, you start talking about joints.
Like, it gets reckless.
Look how smooth T.I. is. He made it just to another conversation.
T.I. is like a solid.
He's a professional rapper. Yo, listen. So is it like that, French? Is it like that?
Man, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
It's been too long.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. He was knocking it down. Yeah, knock it. Make some noise. Oh, look. Yeah, niggas, that mean they want to hear the story. That mean it. Come on, French. You want another shot? Come on. You've been knocking down a lot of good joints.
As soon as you grab your the shot of the fucking Tiger Bone.
Yo, listen. Your track record is good. We need to celebrate this. And you're a single man.
That's a fact.
You're a single. You got to celebrate this.
I do.
Street niggas is like, French, keep going. We are like, Sanaa Lathan. We're going to get to that. But let's stay on the Kardashian pussy. Let's go. How was it?
Man, let me tell you something. They family, man. Shout out to Khloe.
Miss Big them up. I was in the room with them. Nah, I drank Grey Goose with them.
You know. Yeah. We always going to be family for life.
Yeah. You know? But how was it? Was it fantastic? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Hey, brother.
200?
You a married man.
Yeah, that's okay. Kind of I get away with it. She's over there somewhere. She what's understands. This is okay. You can't do the part that I'm unembarrassable. Just so you know. Just so you know, I'm unembarrassable. You can bring it back on me. No. She outside. No, that's okay. Chill. Don't worry about it.
You should try it.
I'm unembarrassable. Buck try.
Come here,
50 try.
Come here, baby.
No, that's not my
your girl.
No, that ain't my girl.
Is that your girl?
No. I just met her.
Is that his girl?
No,
no.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Well, step back off in the shadow.
Yo, look at Tiana Smith! Tiana Pimp came back out!
That's right,
Tim. Oh my God. Yo, Tim, you was pimping at one point. At one point, you was pimping.
That was pimping right there.
That was pimping, goddammit. That was pimping. Tim, tell us about your pimp days, Tim. Come on. Listen, you right now you Malcolm X, but tell us when you was red.
Malcolm X,
tell us when you was red. Tell us when you, come on, Tim. One story, Tim. Please, Tim, please. Come on. Come on, Tim. Tell us one story.
Yo, stop drinking champagne.
Yeah, man.
Bro, like
this,
and you like holding it like that, bro. Like
that's
this,
what
is this, bro?
What the fuck is this,
what the
bro?
Fuck?
This
like,
is
you playing pool?
Tell him what you're doing.
He's saying,
what the fuck is you doing, bro?
Yo, let my man be sick. Let my man be sick.
Nigga like this, yo. Nigga like this.
I done learned class. He's a sophisticated thug.
He's trying to take away my class.
Come on, friends.
What happened to T.O.N.Y. Nori, man?
This is sound.
What is that?
He done graduated. He's a sophisticated
thug. That's champagne, B. That's Four Loko, B.
Yeah, it's Four Loko. I'm in the Four Loko, French. Come on.
Hey, but get that champagne. Yo, money, give me that cup, bro.
No, I'm not doing that. Come on. Let's take another shot of Tiger Bone. I'm not. Hey, stop rocking in here. Oh, shit.
What up, though? I got
the brothers.
Yeah, come on. Sit down, my brother. Come on, sit down. You ain't sit down?
I'm trying to get the hump.
Drink Chat Podcast. You ain't hear our shit?
Nah, I ain't even get the hair of y'all.
No, I'm here. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. You gotta take some motherfucking.
Yo, give him a shot.
Tiger Ball.
Everybody,
give him a shot. Tiger Ball.
T.I. today.
Right.
It's only right.
All right. Here, you not let it out.
Y'all,
I respect you. Let me get one of those.
Let me just tell y'all something. Can I ask you questions? Wait, hold on. Let me just finish the statement.
You could ask me anything. Anything. But listen, let me just say something. It's the
wicked shot.
Yeah. You're going to start sweating a little while. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. This is good for your little men's and all that.
Look. He wasn't even in here, T.I. T.I., you don't want to. Let me say,
Can you be from New York for 10 minutes? Hey, man, for 10 minutes, how about 20?
Yeah, because you know why? You one of the first New York niggas. It was you and then Jeezy. You one of the first Atlanta niggas. That New York people embraced.
Right.
Like, we are directly identified with you.
Right.
And Outkast definitely was.
Of course,
yeah,
man.
Outkast is definitely the first, but the way they dressed, that was an excuse for New York niggas not to fuck with them.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I fucked with them because I'm a musical nigga. I also fucked with Jimmy Hendrix. I'm a different nigga.
Right.
I also fucked with Pharrell when everybody said, this nigga look crazy because his chain is like this. And I said, he's a genius.
Right.
And I was right. Because I'm a genius too. You figure smell me. But T.I., listen, we're going to take another shot. Are you in?
That's a double negative.
I love that I can't convince him. I love it.
It's not going to happen.
So we got A$AP Rocky. We got motherfucking T.I. We got motherfucking King. French Montana. We want to drink champs. And you got the old school Gucci on.
I got to, man. You know, they just bootlegged the old school.
ASAP, you got beef with your landlord? Let's talk about that.
Nah, man.
What are you trying to say?
So basically, he trying to make it seem like, pardon me.
How you just come at my nigga like that?
No, it's okay. We all rich. He trying to come at my neck like the new, you know, restorations out there wasn't lit.
This was in Soho.
That was my old address in Soho, not my current one.
But get what though? It's over with, cause that shit, the old shit's out and the new shit's in.
I'm doing entertainment, T.I. Can you give him back the mic?
I'm sorry, T.I. You acting like Malcolm X. We need Red to come out. We trying to take advantage of me. Ask him, he wants to talk about it. You ain't supposed to talk about it. But you just said, though, you just said that you weren't really with all of the sensationalizing that the rest of the media. He lied. I'm just going out what I've heard since I sat down. He lied. You said we ain't like them other places. We don't do that.
No, but this, drink champ, drinking my wet. I didn't believe him to start with.
ASAP, you gotta just put this rumor to the rest. That's what I'm saying.
What's up?
These niggas, so they said. So you wrecked the house, they said?
That's not true.
He can wreck the house. He can buy the house.
Upgraded the house. I like that story.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell me how you upgraded the house.
I'm from Uptown. You feel me? Like, look at me. No, I'm a pretty boy. I keep my nails clean. I look like I'm a wreck.
He charged $250,000 a fucking show. He can buy the fucking house in 3 shows.
What a show?
$250,000 a show. He can buy that shit in 2 months.
But what I'm saying is they just trying to give me a bad name that I work so good to obtain and shit like that. You know, I'm a young brother. No kids.
Nah, fuck him out of his humble, man. I'm going to tell you real
shit. You know what I'm saying? More money than others. More money than most around my age, especially.
Bro, that landlord can suck dick with his eyes open.
So you telling me?
He always hanging on there.
So ASAP.
That with the eyes open.
So ASAP.
My nigga humble.
You telling me you're not going wrong?
What? In the bitch? You got to wear me in. You know you ain't got to answer that. That's a devil right there. I'm hiring Tiffin to be my partner just for the day. He say no. I ain't gonna hold you. In the past, you know what I mean? You know how it is. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
say.
No, that's your lawyer right there. That's your lawyer.
Let me ask you ASAP. You paid for a couple of abortions out here. Keep it real. 500.
Yeah, I always wanted to ask you this though. You know, French, like murder unit, right?
Oh, you going there?
Damn. Damn. Yeah, he took it to the Bronx. Yeah, murder
unit. They still with me right there.
Go on. The murder mommies, murder unit shit. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Murder unit. You know, y'all niggas always like getting the popping out there, like in New York. Yeah, always. Who was the niggas that gave y'all the biggest vibe out there? Because y'all went against Queen, like Nas and them.
We went against
Bravehearts. Y'all went against it. Who was the niggas that it was really a vibe? Because I heard a lot of stories
that gave us a competition.
Yeah, that gave us. It was like
a vibe. I'm gonna be honest. You wanna be honest?
It was like 300.
Nobody. I'm gonna be honest.
Stop, bro.
Yo, listen. Yo, we just took. I'm gonna be honest. No, look, you can take your glass off. Look at me out of eye. My nigga. Listen to me. You know who gave us the biggest challenge? It was the tunnel security. And you know what they did? Yeah. They got down with us. They put on the murder unit jersey. Right. They just said, fuck.
No, that's
you can't beat them. Join them. And you know what we did? We beat niggas up. I ain't going to lie. I walked niggas to their cars. Haitian jacking them niggas. Mm-hmm. Mike Booth, no, I'm not going to say their names. And they're very famous. They're very famous people. But Haitian jacking them niggas said, you're not leaving.
Like in the middle of the street. What was it, Queensbridge? Like, it was some shit was like... It was like a real vibe, like two clicks going heavy. I don't know who it was. Y'all and Mobb Deep.
Oh yeah, we shot them niggas a couple of times, like twice. Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Yo, word the mother. Anything else? Word the mother. Nah, no funny shit.
Broadcast. Anything else?
No funny
twice.
Shit. Wow, Nori stories in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian wasn't for a reason.
No, I'm a real shooter.
That's my
nigga.
Like,
I'm a real shooter.
That's
like,
how we're doing it.
My son go to the church, smoke a honey boat. Respect him. I love him.
Some of my nigga Capone.
Capone chilling. Hopefully he's not shooting people.
That's CNN shit.
Yeah, hopefully. But he's a shooter too.
No, don't let these niggas dig you back into it.
Nah, it's okay. It's past 7 years. The feds.
So I guess Mobb Deep was the niggas that was up.
Listen, I'm going to just let everybody know. I'm going to just give a disclaimer. There is no statute of limitations for murder.
No, I never murdered. No,
because you said
never
shoot.
No, it was
okay,
like,
cool.
Go home.
Stop.
Go
okay, cool.
Yeah, he said, go home.
Nah, I didn't want y'all to know that.
Like, go home. All
right, well, like I've done my part. Y'all go ahead.
You met Maka Haya Bing Bong. Maka Haya Bing
Bong. Yo, T.I., can you be a lawyer? Can you be the hip-hop lawyer?
Nah.
Come on, listen. This is what we got to do.
Nah, I'm talking about that. I couldn't do
this. He's the counselor right now. He's the counselor.
This is what we got to do, T.I.
What's up?
What we got to do is put a hip-hop figure in office.
Nah.
Then, wait. Just hear me out. You ain't hearing my plan out.
I'm listening, man.
Look, hear my plan out. We're going to put a hip-hop nigga in office. We're going Oprah. I like your choice. You say Oprah.
Oprah is...
So we're going to put Oprah in there and Jay-Z's vice president.
No.
Okay, not Jay-Z. Who we going to pick?
Man, listen, bro. This is the thing, right?
Joe Biden?
Nah, man.
Joe Biden.
Get that, man.
Joe Biden. Let's pick a hip-hop nigga.
We need to raise somebody who was born and entrenched and who has studied hip-hop.
Well, I think we could do it next 4 years.
And have them do politics. Mm. You know
Killer Mike
saying?
Would be good, Cole, man. Killer Mike.
J. Cole. Nah.
Why not
Killer Mike?
You know what? I go for Killer Mike.
You go for Killer Mike?
But they Killer Mike. Too much.
I go for Killer Mike.
All right. Somebody got to be like Clear Hair.
I go for Killer Mike.
We'll get him right.
I'll fuck with Jay-Z on that part.
I think Killer Mike is straight. He knows what he's doing.
Because anybody used to getting that much money, man, like, you got to be a certain amount of selfish to make it to that point.
Bum B would be
Bum B, vice president.
Bum B will be
Secretary.
You guys are not being realistic.
Good.
You guys are not being realistic.
What, we're going to hip hop?
No, all I'm saying is you got to think about the entire spectrum of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, of course, me as a Southern nigga, you know, I would love to see Bun B as the president.
Me too.
But I got to know that this motherfucker's elsewhere
Another
who won't
shot.
Feel and like they're being represented.
Right.
You see what I'm
ASAP,
saying?
Common. ASAP is in.
Common
would be
How dare you say David Banner? Nigga, I live in Mississippi.
David Banner is the
David Banner really gonna be
revolutionary shit going on.
Yo, T.I., tell me if my plan is fucked up. This is my plan. To put a hip hop president in office and then make T.I. the mayor. And then
try to make
2 Chainz the governor of Atlanta. And hold on, hit me out.
No, bro.
And then Jay-Z, the mayor of New York.
How about
then,
okay, how about okay. you appoint anybody into any other position that you want but me and let me do what I do?
Yeah,
like, I don't,
words.
You know what I'm I'm saying? Uh-huh. I really have no interest in no kinds of politics.
Tiger Bone down.
Come on, Dottie.
Ball 125th.
Come on, Dottie.
Did you say Dottie?
Yeah, because that's that fake Dominican shit. That nigga be a sushi mambo all day. Dottie. That's what they say, sushi mambo. Yo, Dottie. Yo, big up to Mr. Lee. We ain't forget you, Mr. Lee. Big up to Russ. Big up to Sonny Grant. Big up to City Boy D. Young Really.
Shout out to Gabby. Gabby made that.
Yo, Gabby. Yo, Gabby. I was very, yo. Yo, let me tell you something, Fritz. I was very happy when you switched back because I heard you was out there managing yourself. Man. It was terrible. I can't get in contact with you.
Let me tell you something. I managed myself my whole life.
Yeah, I managed myself too. Let's make some noise for that. But let's not forget Ali and Randy Acker. They also make me great.
I gotta go on vacation. I can't manage myself.
He the only nigga that he use a phone like this.
Oh, no, he put his phone in his neck. And it sticks right here.
Nigga, use the phone. Yo, Dottie.
We're not doing that.
We need $55,000, Dottie.
$55,000.
He's a walking app. Big up to Gabby right now. Sure. Big up to Nelson. Big up to Eric. But big up to T.I. for hanging out with a bunch of New York niggas and feeling comfortable. Wow.
And Miami.
You got your shot, bro?
I'm gonna tell you something.
Go ahead. Talk.
T.I. was the first nigga to come out of down south that sounded like a New York nigga. Like that was flowing and doing all that vibe. There's no nigga that came out of down south. Why you not drinking, bro?
I'm drinking, homie. You want some of this?
Am I right or not, Till? Absolutely.
Yo, French, why you ain't drinking your shot,
man? Now, what y'all don't know. Shut
up. Don't threaten me.
Why you not drinking your shot?
I can't wait for you to say that, Playboy.
And what y'all.
The same cup.
Try some of that.
What's in here,
bro? Go ahead. It's on you.
It sounds slow. Right now, what's this right here? It's mad fruity. You seen that though?
No, he drinks. I don't gotta take shots. My brother, drink it, brother. Yo, we got rosé. Nigga, come on.
I'm the most lit nigga at the table right now. Yo, let's drunk right now.
Nah. You wanna open a big bottle? Are you fucking rosé?
All y'all niggas.
Hey, get with it. I don't know. We've been 40 hours in this
conversation.
But
y'all know, like, I didn't just start coming to New York when y'all motherfuckers heard
I know you was moving them things.
I knew it was something to it because you was rapping like a nigga from New York.
Sound like he was moving something.
You was moving them things. You sounded like
we talking about the past.
Now listen to this though.
Statue of limitations.
This shit about to make a lot of sense. Good tip.
Now real talk, I got property and family and everything in New York. My daddy was born like. Well, he.
I'm born and raised in New York, and I don't got property in New York. Let's make some noise for T.I. He's smarter than me. Goddamn. Go ahead, continue, T.I.
Now real talk, my daddy. And his brothers movie.
Sound like the movie you was in. What was that movie? The movie you was in.
I think it was in 1900 movies, son.
Look. Nah, the other movie.
How about this?
But the real homie,
the real homie
from Harlem.
How about this? Let's just back up.
Frank Lucas.
Let's back up off all the bullshit and the jokes. I'm talking about my dad and my family right now. So my daddy, he was born in 1930, left Atlanta in 1950 with his brother, because he said Atlanta motherfuckers weren't gonna let nobody get to enough money without telling on them, and he moved to New York. They went up to Harlem and started moving. You know what I'm saying? During the motherfucking the Renaissance. You know what I'm saying?
T.I.'s a half a Harlem nigga. We knew it. We gotta love it.
Ain't too much Atlanta niggas giving it up like that.
My daddy, he was born in Atlanta, but he had me when he was 50. You know what I'm saying? So I had an old man daddy. You know what I'm saying?
My daddy was 50 when I was born.
But y'all niggas got me lit.
I knew that though.
When I was hearing this shit, I'm like, this nigga cannot be from Atlanta.
No, I was born and raised in Atlanta. I just just spent like summertime. I spent summers in New York. Like, you know, so every summer like they'll send me to New York and spend time with my dad and shit.
You wouldn't sound like, Young Jock. You wouldn't sound like Soulja Boy. You wouldn't sound like Jeezy.
Nobody else.
This shit was just like
Soulja Boy from Mississippi.
If I heard you had a sit down with Soulja Boy the other day.
I did.
Thank you. And he from Mississippi? You just said?
I mean, as far as I know,
why'd you have to sit down with him?
He told me he was from somewhere that I had never known him from to be from, but he told I know him to be from
Superman. Now.
What was you saying?
You said you had to sit down with him the other day.
I mean, we weren't necessarily sitting down, we were standing up, but.
No, we were just talking about Atlanta rappers not sound like my nigga Tip, because Tip came out sounding like he was from New York. That's why. That's the whole point.
Tip ain't sound like he was from New York to me. He sounded like he was like the Rakim of Atlanta. The first lyrical nigga. The first nigga that
that's
no disrespect. No disrespect.
Because like
Andre
that.
And
but
Big Boy
New York niggas is. Lyrical niggas.
For sure.
If you're not lyrical, niggas be like, yeah, you know
that.
What?
You got that.
Yeah,
right.
That's what New York niggas is.
I mean,
by
shit,
the way,
bro.
T.I. smoked every blunt I passed to him. Let's make some noise.
No Tiger Bone, all of us.
No, I didn't.
No Tiger Bone.
I did not.
No, he said it's on camera, so I don't know.
No, I did not.
Turn off the camera.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So I got some real shit. Yo, Tip. On a real note, pardon me for even bringing this up in front of a lot of people and shit, but after everything you've been through,
don't have to say it.
After everything you've been through, what advice you'll give to a young nigga like me who got a lot ahead of me and that didn't been through half the shit you've been through as far as you know what I'm talking about? I mean, trials and tribulations, wild right famous, now. Wild rich, wild successful. Please give me right some game on how to stay out of trouble and all that other shit.
First off, real rubbers.
I'm a good guy, though.
Real rubbers.
Sure.
But this man been to my house. Molly, go
on. Now, this man been in my real house.
Hold on, Tim. Before you answer that.
And Rocky, that's the shit what every young kid want to hear about. Mm. And let me tell you another thing, too. For somebody that where he was at that point, when he was, like, on his way to perform and do the biggest shit in his career, through all the vibe,
silences.
Going through the negative shit in life that made you bust them kind of moves and just, you know what I mean? Doing what me
real
and you would have did.
Real niggas.
What you would have did, what anybody in this room would have did, just being right. Because you don't know where it's coming from.
Yep.
Protecting your life. And that shit
real nigga
backfire
shit.
On you. You know what I'm saying? Well, any one of us. You know what I'm saying?
But
I mean, I think what I've learned more so than anything that, you know,
I love it.
It's a difference.
Talk.
It's a difference when you choose to take matters into your own hands and you leave it in God's hands.
Pop that ASAP.
You know
pop
what I'm saying?
That, nigga.
It's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I every time I choose to take shit in my own hands
right.
and handle it my own way, shit fuck up.
Yeah.
And when I leave it in God's hands, it seemed fucked up. But it worked out all right. You know what I'm saying? So I think
all
the advice
shit.
That I would give you
as a running show
is
tonight.
Shout out to my
leave
people.
It in God's hand. You know what I mean? Don't try to fix shit yourself. Don't expect for you to be able to put your hands on something and change it.
They said when you make
Jay
plans,
got
God
trust in God
at
work.
That's
it.
Would that mean
also,
step back? Would that mean step back?
One moment. Let me shout out to my people from Moet Rosé keeping us laced up. My people are Keith Howard.
I know the fucking tricks of this.
I know it from
hey,
the
yo, let me get like four bottles, Rosé.
I knew this
come on, my
shit.
Nigga.
He'll give you some bottles.
I'ma come clean and get this box though, bro.
Yo, my nigga, more than
shit. Fire.
What's up, this little person? You wanna pop it? Keep it out and Brandon. Brandon Williams. Big up to my people at Moet.
Who at Moet here?
We're supporting you, Slime.
You gotta let him leave with some Moet bottles, man.
I can't leave with
my two
shots at the table.
Where's Bel Air?
Yes, man. Take it. Take it. It's empty. It's yours. It's empty.
I need four bottles, though.
You're gonna leave with four bottles.
All right, but leave the box up for a second. Leave the box up for a second.
But you gotta show us you drink rosé first, son.
All right,
let's show us you drink rosé. Pop that.
Yeah, I knew it was a trick, bro.
No, it's never a trick. It's never a trick. We're on revolt right now. That's a trick. That is a trick.
right, I can relax. All right, come on.
Yo, shout out to Puff.
Yeah, shout out to Puff. Like that's my nigga. That's my nigga.
The first billionaire black man I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's big up Dre. Big up
Puff.
I was
just finna say, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dr. Dre. Mm.
And you wrote some Dr. Dre rhymes, right? I heard about that.
Yo, Nori on the show.
T-O-N-Y. I'm on my hip hop shit. I know. I'm like the feds. You can answer me whichever way you want. I just know the real answer.
So you like the feds?
Yeah, like, hey, like the feds. Like, I know the answer.
Not really like the feds.
Not the feds. I'm saying.
So you're a Queens nigga.
We don't play them.
What happened back in the day with Keith Murray and Mobb Deep?
I wasn't there. I was in jail.
Damn.
That was like nine. That's a question, though. Back in the day.
I came home 97.
No, hold on. 96. Niggas really kidnapping DJs, throwing them in the trunk?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, that's true. Me and Pun. I did it first, and then I gave it to Pun. The recipe.
Damn, Pun needs to come pick me up.
Said it already on the podcast. Damn. Big up to DJ Absolute.
Yo, Pun was the only nigga
Kidnapped DJ Absolute, and then after that, I gave Pun the recipe, and then Pun kidnapped DJ Who Kid. But I mean, we've got over that.
Everything
we've
got saying over today
that.
Is
we are in a great space as people.
I mean, no, that's back in the day.
That's back in the day. We are in a great space.
But this year in the hood, we're doing what for the community?
We're doing. You know, we're doing. You know how many niggas?
What are we doing for the community this year?
I flew all these niggas out to see this great experience, to see people like you, to see people like ASAP, to see people like Friends.
All these niggas live here, bro.
No, they don't. All young niggas.
It was a nigga in the corner like, yo, I'm from Watts, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I picked them up.
Picked them up and came back.
But all these niggas
I'm for
right
Chris, y'all, bro.
I grabbed you like I was Puff Daddy. But all these niggas over here, you know, I want them to come out and see my experience. Like a lot of people, I go in meetings with Vice. I go in meetings with the MTV. I go in meetings with Complex. Yeah. I go in meetings with all these people, and they all want in on my product. And it's great. But you know what I do? I don't tell nobody to wait outside. Yeah, but I tell them to come in the meeting.
But you've always been like that. That's why I was asking about MU.
That's right.
You always roll like that.
Hey, right there.
Yo, can I please have a greatest 90s story hip hop fight right now, man? I'm not trying to get nothing.
Talk your shit, Rocket. Talk your shit.
I want to hear who got knocked out in the 90s, B, and who acting hard right now, who got knocked out.
Who got robbed?
Who got, when niggas is really getting robbed. When niggas is really getting robbed.
You know who rap hard?
That's real.
We're fucking interviewing you right now, Playboy.
That's real spill, bro.
Yeah.
Who got robbed, spill, bro?
Rocky, let me address you direct.
You know what it
that's
is,
why I
Rocky.
Love you.
Let me just tell you something.
You talk about 5 million views, 10 million views.
We had so much fun, and all the people who played the game. And I ain't talking
who
about
who got
crack
robbed,
game.
Brother?
Huh?
Who got robbed?
There's a lot of niggas got robbed.
Kidnapped.
Yeah. Rollies took.
Yeah.
Did not come. The niggas that's not coming on Drink Chance right now, it's a reason.
All right.
So a lot of people don't want to come on Drink Chance.
Yeah, look
fucked
at
up.
Me.
It's a reason. Fucked up.
We reached out to everybody. But the niggas that didn't come, it's a reason. So. Listen to what I'm saying, Rocky, because you're the young. I'm not calling you. I'm not disrespecting you in no way. I'm just saying you're the youngin'. But what I'm trying to say is,
I'm an old head. No, I got gray hairs, man.
You're old, and you named it the Rock Kim.
Yes, sir.
You named it the Rock. So it automatically makes you 40.
Thank you, bros.
It automatically makes you 40. But listen,
what are you
Rocky.
Gonna tell? I ain't going to work. Keep talking.
We did a lot of dumb shit in the 90s.
You did.
But you know what it is? It's about having fun and smiling. I smiled every time. I had fun every time.
He was getting that nigga smile.
Yeah, definitely. But that was then. But now I'm a different man.
I go to church
in my mind on Sunday.
In my mind.
I go to church. I got a beautiful wife. I got beautiful kids. So I enjoy.
God bless you for that, bro.
I enjoy the moment.
You changed your life all around.
But what happened back then is what shaped New York for you to be
type
who you
shit,
are right
for sure.
now. For French to be. So many people tell me French is the new Noriega. And at first I was mad at that. But then I said, you know what? That nigga ain't the new Noriega. That nigga's the new improved.
Thank you, my nigga.
Because I ain't never hit a Kardashian.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, check this out.
And you
this annihilation. Let's get involved. Let's get to this annihilation pussy. I heard she crazy.
Hold on.
Let me say something.
French
don't even worry about that getting fly shit. My son be fucking all the bitches too.
It's annihilating. Let's get
my son be fucking all the
bitches. Because you ain't gonna answer Kardashian pussy.
Okay.
Let me say something as being top five snipers
in Hollywood.
Yeah, you
these people you got in front of you right here, it's so legendary. I don't think you understand. But look though, I'm gonna tell you something. There's not that many people that
Smash Annihilation. No, I'm not saying that.
Respect.
She's a beautiful lady, bro. She's a beautiful lady. She's loving basketball. Hold on, brother. My bad. Every joint ain't from the West, bro. Look, damn, but it's like, come from New York and come to the hills, come from Atlanta, come to the hills,
and just like, you know, And get with the vibe and catch the Big Bang Theories and like and catch like a you know what I mean, like a real vibe. It's like it's a special vibe.
You, bro,
you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we ain't supposed to be here.
I gotta talk to you about this shit, man.
When you come to Hollywood, I tell anybody to come to Hollywood. It's like Six Flags.
Ain't small. And you took the nigga from what's the nigga, Nick?
What's the nigga from the Lakers?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Hip hop took that.
Yams always fucked with you. I've said what I had to say. Five minutes, let's go. Yo, listen, I want to say something, please. I've been fucking with you since you've been on the running, shit like that. I was on PA and shit, man. It wasn't for you, I wouldn't know for real. Look, like I'm a pan of invoice off the one of y'all motherfuckers. Yo, listen, I want to say something, please. I've been fucking with you since you've been on the running, shit like that. I was on PA and shit, man. It wasn't for you, I wouldn't know for real. Look, like Yams always fucked with you, rest in peace, and on him, I just want to say thank you for what you did for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying, real shit, man. Rest in peace to Yams. Make some noise for Yams. Because you know why? Chinks, you know, I came to y'all show, by the way.
Thank you. Do you remember that day in Miami? Yes, I do.
Listen, I come dolo.
Oh, I was there with you too.
You was?
That was when the shit happened.
No, you wasn't.
Okay.
The shit happened.
Yeah, that's what Gino, I don't go with. Shout out to Gino. I go with Lightning. We go with Chill. Oh, come on, man. I don't know what he's talking about. No, you wasn't. Listen, we light. Listen, we light. So I'm saying this, I'm saying that, 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 I go there.
couple
these
of people.
Niggas beat the shit out of this nigga.
Hey, ASAP Rocky here now.
Wow. That's the past, bro. Listen, I'm a changed man. I'm a good boy. I ain't have a case since 2011,
sound like
12.
Me, my nigga.
Exactly, and I'm only 28. I don't like jail. You feel me?
Happy New Year.
Ain't no bitches
every
in jail.
Every day is Happy New Year on Drink Chat.
Ain't no bitches in jail.
We have nothing to defend ourselves against, man. Yeah,
yo, I love that T.I. is the lawyer.
The legal
officer. T.I. is the lawyer. We are not here for nothing but a celebration. You understand that? We finna get back into here and goddamn start back to get more money and make more music.
And it's true, because I got to get pissed, too. So this is how we're going to end it. Listen.
I think you've been drinking wine all fucking day and more.
I told you, take another shot. Let's go.
I feel so disrespectful.
Let's go. Hey, but look, though. Back to the point.
Nobody
else
drink that in the bottle, bro. If you
nobody
don't drink
they
that
shit.
Back to the point.
Nobody else ain't cutting checks.
What's kind of cheese?
You were saying you going to end it like this.
You got a liquor, T.R.?
Huh?
You got a liquor?
Nah.
You want to get into a liquor company together?
I do not.
I'm popping off.
My nigga, drink your shot, bro.
You got a restaurant.
I do.
Let's pick up that restaurant. Because you know I got a food show.
Stop.
I got a food show.
You might not want to associate the restaurant.
You don't
want
to fuck with drinks.
No.
No, I got a food show, bro.
Let me drink a shot.
Damn, T.I., we're not good enough.
Sorry.
You don't want to
say it.
You think T.I. just banned us from his fucking restaurant?
I'm trying to step up from the table. I got work in here. You gotta work. All right, so listen, T.I., if you gotta go,
can you please let the people know what you got going on before you walk away?
I mean,
and that's a Yacht Master Rolia. You still getting a lot
it
of
is
money.
It is not a Yacht Master.
That's not the right platform. What Rolia is that? Where's Mizzle at? Sky Dweller.
It is a Sky Dweller.
We on you, nigga. Let's make some noise. You still getting a lot of money, my nigga. Love that.
I mean, I get enough.
Cause we doing it too,
but not enough.
I ain't getting enough.
Never enough.
So tell us what you got going on,
man. Shit, I ain't doing nothing.
We got some more wet coming. Shout out to
my city right here.
We got more young wet than we can
handle. Big up City Boy D. Big up Sonogram. Maryland. Come on, what's up? Come on, we a shout at Trench.
Yeah, bro.
I'm
gonna let y'all have this.
No. Please tell us what you got going on before you
leave. Ain't nothing but music, movies, and money, man. That's it. That's all it is to it, man. A little fashion.
Can you give us a big word before you? Can you give us a big word before you leave? Give us a big word that
indubitably.
I don't know what that means. ASAP, come over here. Come on, move over. What's that you got on? I don't even know what kind of animal that is.
A mink?
Mark Jacob. You know what I mean?
So is it an animal or it's not?
It is.
I know, my nigga.
Peter's gonna fuck with you?
Yeah, it's your shot.
I can't talk to you till you take my nigga, is that a shot? Look at that.
Pour some water, nigga. Come on, nigga.
You've been disrespecting
my shot,
whole drink.
Bro,
like
you ain't sipping nothing. No, even your man been babysitting.
Yo, come on. My man, you wanna drink this? I told you to drink it, dog.
I'm off the hem rock. I got the Moet. I got the Tiger Bomb. Y'all niggas got me on chill.
I build up, French. French, I build up. Nah, you ain't gonna take that shot.
Yo, what is that, bro?
French, you ain't gonna take that shot.
What is that?
French ain't taking that shot. French ain't taking that shot. Go, French, 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 French,
French, French, Yo, Slime, I ain't one of these Jersey boys, the Jersey Shore niggas, hand pumping, dancing on the carpet so the carpet starts smoking.
Though. We were drinking for 2 days, Slime.
You ain't gonna take that shot, though, friend.
We ain't start drinking till the show started. Come on.
Let's see it. Let's see if you're gonna take that whole shot. And pour me another one. Pour me another one. Pour me another one. I'm gonna join you. I'm gonna join you. I'm gonna join you with that. Come on, ASAP. Come on, ASAP.
Oh, I like
come on, give ASAP another one too. Come
I'm
on.
Straight.
No.
What is that?
Good.
What kind of drink is that?
Yo, that's not a shot. Alright, yo, you can't take that whole shot, friend.
I'm not taking the whole shot.
Of course,
you've been lying to me the whole night.
I've never lied to you.
Wait, wait, wait,
where's ASAP's?
Nah, hold on, come out. ASAP, you gotta take. Nah, you gotta take one.
I took two.
Hey, where's this cup? Here, I'm gonna give you half.
Yeah, first of all,
I'm good on that.
No, this is going here.
I'll take it all.
Come on.
Wait, now you gotta give him some, Fritz. Fritz, give him some.
Let's do it.
Look, look.
Oh, my God.
Now give him
some. That was all part of the plan?
No.
Come on. Y'all not gonna take a shot or what?
Yeah, I'm taking a shot. I took the 17.
What's up?
All right.
Bro, you gotta have your shot. You're not gonna have your shot.
Look at my shit. Flooded. This is what
my
you
shit
pour.
Is flooded, bro.
This is what you pour. Yeah, come on, ASAP, don't leave.
I'm fucking
are we standing up?
Come on, stand up. Nah, you gotta hit that. You gotta hit that, ASAP. Come on. Harlem, you leaving Harlem out right now. You leaving
Harlem. Right there, though.
I'm holding it down. I'm holding Queens, the Bronx, and Brooklyn right now.
I'm watching it.
I'm Miami, my nigga.
Watch y'all niggas. Y'all niggas like elbowing each other.
ASAP, you gotta finish. Come on, everybody else finish it.
What happened?
Nah, ASAP, you can't do that. You the only nigga for the new generation. You gotta represent
that
for the new generation.
Making me feel like we back in high school.
Yeah,
here we are.
I'm not sipping no.
Rocky. We did it to Diddy. Come on. You gotta finish it.
Look, next time you do a show,
yeah,
have everybody drinking, bro. And make it a lot exciting.
Relax, French.
God, what was that?
You're not drinking, man. I'm on it. Somebody like this.
That's my water.
Not
drinking. That's my version of water.
Oh, yeah, we're not drinking? Here, that's I told you to drink my shit.
Y'all not drinking none of this shit.
Who not drinking none of this shit?
Bro. You're starting
in Miami.
That's how I do it.
I'm flying home.
I let the fans see me sober and build up to it. This is what the show
that's
is.
The gaffle, no, come on. That's the OG gaffle.
Nah, Hold on, time out. I had 50 Cent do this. We had DMX do this.
50 Cent drink vitamin water.
No, nah.
Stop.
No, he ain't drink vitamin water.
Stop. He drank Ethan.
Ethan vodka?
Come on, sit down.
Yeah, he drank four
sit
shots
down.
Of
let's,
his joint.
Let's
joints.
Get to the bottom of this. Sit
did
down.
Did you ever go to the club and order Ethan vodka?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what's even in that bottle?
I don't know. Explain.
No.
He drank.
50 definitely
got
drink.
A vitamin water deal.
My man, he drank. I promise you, he drank.
I never saw that man drink a bottle of fucking liquor. Like, never.
He got drunk.
Shot.
I guarantee you.
Shot. Yeah, he got drunk.
Because y'all don't get drunk.
All right, let's take another shot. Let's take another shot, French. Come on. And you ain't finished your shit. ASAP.
Nah, he don't want to drink it.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You're letting down a new school, people.
I'm
going to
keep all the way with you.
They be all right. Them niggas said Biggie on Rainy, all the real niggas here.
Hey, but talk to the mic. No, pick it up. Something. Come on.
Come on, that's a man homo.
But sit down, man.
Look, I'm going to keep it real with you.
You fucking around 5 million viewers. Come on.
But sit down, man.
Sit down, come on. You got the Fabulous chains on. Come on, sit down.
Fabulous chain?
Yeah. Come on.
But look.
Not your Libra. Come on.
Look.
Sit down. Come on.
I ain't going to go there with you. I know 10 million viewers on that. You smart.
Sit down. Come on.
Look, you got to come correct.
The viewers can't hear you. You got to switch.
Well, but why are we not correct?
Yo, ASAP Rocky. No. Come over here, ASAP. ASAP, come over here.
Go ahead.
No.
Come back to me. I'm like L. Cool J, bro.
Yeah, to you.
You gotta come back to me, bro.
Please.
Let's you gotta come back when it's time for you, like, really not going in.
So, no more mac and cheese for all.
When you come back, there's no more Moet. It's gonna be straight Tiger Bone. It's gonna be Bark. It's gonna be Henny. It's gonna be some rock. It's gonna be some real shit.
And when we did that,
we're gonna have a real session.
Puff edited us. When we did that, what?
Why you do that with Puff? You don't do that with me.
That's what I'm trying to say. We were scared because you're on Bad Boy. You're on Bad Boy. We were scared. Yeah, we kind of treated you like a Bad Boy.
Yo, Rocky, hold on. I'm with you, bro.
All right. Yo, hold on. But we got to take a picture. And a drop. Come on. All right, we done?
Do this.
Picture and a drop. Though.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up one second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You could check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my Coming Home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.
Yes, indeed. Before we sign off, I got to blast this record off one more time off the Drunk Uncle Part 2 that's dropping on Easter, also known as the Drunkle. It's called Relax. Check it out.
Oye, oye, cálmate. Cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa relax. Relax.
Talk to him one more time, Mr. Lee.
Oye, oye, cálmate. Cálmate. You heard it before on Drink Champs, right? Eso significa
Drink Champs.
Relax. Cógelo contigo.
The number one podcast.
You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Relax. You out of line, slime. Relax. And your weed whack. Yeah. You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax.
Remember where you heard this first.
Bobby.
Butch Rock.
Relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax. Pop Bobby, relax.
And a wall.
Heard the jewels fake, relax. Your toothpaste, relax. And your cruise fake, relax. When you gonna do shit? You know how far I came, I'm supposed to brag about it. I could've been dead when them bullets came, nigga, ask about it. I could've went to jail for cocaine, ask about it. Could've been a target when them shooters came, dogged it. 14 years old, attempted murder. So now I walk around, holding my ground down with no burner. Youngins don't follow my bad, follow my good shit. Still I'm in the hood shit, but I'm doing good shit.
Come on!
Taking trips to the crew, see them throughout the country. Our podcast is the hottest thing in the fucking country.
Yes, it did.
Getting big, we getting bigger monthly. And we even got Puff.
Make some noise!
Yeah, double bowl deals, better than them coke deals. And we ain't talking made up shit, this ain't no hotels. No imaginary things, just facts. So go and take a shot of the tiger for cataract. You out of line, slime, relax. And your weed,
yes, it did.
Relax. Your chick ugly, relax.
DJ EFN, what's up?
Relax. I heard the jewels fake, relax. Relax. And your cruise face. Relax. You just pop shit when you gon' do shit. Relax. Yo, shout to the people that's always top of the food chain. Shout to the people that keep us simple like Wu-Tang. Podfather, godfather, a new slang. Anybody killer, and I don't care if your crew bang. But most of them stupid, they need dummy help. I gave them a rope, and then they hung themselves.
Yeah.
Ain't loyalty.
You Hazardous Sound.
You was only down cause you saw.
You got another one.
Relax. A disgrace in the community, relax. See, I'm a positive demonstration to anybody that's ever in special education. Resource room, dyslexic, the congregation. Relax. I made it out of all of that. Even fell third grade, I remember all of that. Saw the teacher other day, she ain't doing all of that. Asked me if I had bud, I gave the bitch all of that. Out of line, slime, relax. And your weed whack, relax. Your chick ugly, relax. You don't pop bubbly, relax. I heard the jewel.
And yo, remember
face.
Where you heard this record first.
Your toothpaste.
Butch Rocks.
Relax. And your cruise face. Relax.
Yes, it did.
You just pop.
And O-R-E.
Going juice.
Relax. Relax. This is in your tech. Relax. Relax. I know. I don't want to hear your damn voice. Relax.
Relax.
I don't listen to this bubble rap music.
Relax.
Relax. Hey, who said this is Haze? Haze.
to him, Mr. Lee.
Relax. This ain't your cooler uncle, mommy. Relax. This is not Netflix and chills. This is fire.
Relax.
Dick. Relax.
Relax.
You know me.
Relax.
Relax. Definitely you're not the podcast. Relax. This is a drink chat.
Relax. Relax.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.